was a little kid, my parents had us in a little organization called Woodcraft Rangers. It was kind of neat. It was the equivalent of Boy Scouts, and then you went out camping a lot. But it was built a lot on Indian lore. And where every time we would get around the campfire, we would build a campfire with a sand painting around the outside edge. And in the sand painting, we would always make a mistake. And the reason you make a mistake on purpose is because only the Great Spirit was perfect. So you'll notice that I usually try to follow that same trend as I go through my Nican career.
Well, I can understand that, being that I work with the Scouts.
Ah, very good. And so this is sort of like a, well, you know, if you saw the same thing over and over, it would get boring. So this is like a Where's Waldo. You want to keep looking for, what did Jerry do this week?
Yeah.
Mary, are you on? And Tootie's on. Hi, Tootie. Haven't heard from you in a couple weeks.
Well, I had to go to your favorite place, Kauai.
Oh, were they taking good care of it?
Yep.
Crowds aren't very big, huh?
Nope. They're down quite a bit from last year.
Were you down south in Poipu, or are you up north, or where?
No, this year I was in Princeville. It was raining a lot more there.
Oh, yeah, Princeville?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, we're just past Honolulu on the north side there.
Ah.
Right by Tunnel 3. We're about 50 yards from Tunnel 3.
Well, I went that way to go ATVing, and they thought some rain was coming in, but it didn't. It was a good day in the mud.
Oh, in the mud.
Yeah, because they'd had all these storms just prior.
Wow. Well, I'll tell you what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and get started for all of you out there in Nican world so that you can get back to your holiday festivities. And we want to cover this first part because sometimes the best part of the whole meeting is the second half. Welcome and thank you for coming to our Nican overview tonight. If you're not here, please say not here.
Hey, this is Russell. I'm here.
Hi.
Leo made it also.
Oh, hi, Leo. Pleasure talking to you. Okay, I've got actually my second, for the very first time, I have my second backup system is actually working. So, if you guys want to see something cool, watch this. See, there I am in two views, two places. I have to run two computers because one of them usually poops out on me. Now I'm going to give you a little bit of a background of my Nican career. I started out with Russell in swimming in college and ended up, I got the All-American, he was a national champion, so you guys are on the presence of somebody royal here today. And then was a national level swim coach, spent a good number of years working with triathletes and as a national triathlete coach, and then sports rehab physical therapy at several hospitals, and then did some work out in the professional trainer arena. I was working for professional hockey and ballet. I was the founder and head researcher of what we call the motion analysis and the biomechanics lab at Spokane's Shriners Hospital for Crippled Children. Then I became an adjunct professor in biomechanics and physiology at Eastern Washington University and became a certified biomagnetic therapist, and there aren't very many of those around, which is sort of an interesting program. And then I think one of the greatest things that I've been able to share with my family was becoming a Nican Diamond, and also in the Millionaire Club at Nican and the President's Club. So that gives you a little background of where I was and where I've come from. And now what we're doing is going to take a look at the fact that with all of that, I was too busy too often. I had no time. And here's the real nature of how busy I was, and I really couldn't ever figure out how to way to escape that. I was doing a 40-hour clinical load as a PT, 20 hours in the lab. I was teaching for the university, acting in church plays. I was teaching Sunday school. I had my fourth child on the way, and I was building a log home on weekends and evenings. And really, what am I going to do to get out of that? Sometimes we get so subscribed to things that there's just a very, very difficult time trying to back out. So I met Al and Mary Andrews. You see, their son was on our swim team, and he was quite a noble young man. And yet every time we'd get to a chance we were going to go to the championships, Russ couldn't go. And I came to find out that his dad was having massive grand mal seizures. And this was just prior to my physical therapy career, and I really didn't know the extent to which all this was a problem, but they had used up all their health care money, and they were sending him home to die. So his medications that they gave him were profound. They had huge amounts of medication they were dumping down this guy. He had side effects, but didn't seem to get any better. In fact, he finally used up $1 million of health care funds. They were going to amputate both of his legs and decided, as a result of the side effects of the medication, but they decided that they would go ahead and leave those and not deal with that problem because he was just costing too much money and there wasn't any more to go around. He'd spent $1 million already, so he just went home. Well, then he ran across this miracle from Japan. A fellow named Ken Hankins drove all the way up from Pasco, which is about 120 miles from here, with a mattress pad rolled up underneath his arm and came to our friend's house and asked if he could throw this on Al's bed and see if it would make a difference. So typically, Al, when he went to bed, he would tear up the whole room. He'd get so violent with his seizures at night that one night he broke his wife's cheekbone and three of her ribs just having seizures. Well, the coach, at that time, he came up to me and he said, "Coach, I'd be honored if you'd consider joining me in this new business venture." You see, he had not been able to work more than 2 years out of his entire adult life. And it had just torn apart his dignity. He told me that he had his own business. But the thing that really got me the most was right there at the in the hospital, he was saying that when his sister was 50-some, or when she was a little girl, she was developmentally delayed. She had some cerebral palsy. And in their little town of Billings, Montana, she was never accepted. But one day he got an invitation to come to the Shriners Hospital where I worked, and he said that was the only place they ever treated her like a human being, and if he could ever do anything, it would make a difference. But he wanted to bring that to this hospital. He said, "Coach, I'm scared to death to talk to you because you have all those letters behind your name. But I'd be honored if you'd take a look, and I have my own business." And he said, "And for the very first time now, I have the dignity of knowing that it's not just me as a burden on my family. I can actually add to the family." And then he pulled out a check and laid it on the table, and it was for $14,000 for the previous month. And that was a huge shock for me. I'd been through 15 years of postgraduate work and done all these other things you saw on the other page, and I wouldn't see that kind of money in at least 5 months. So I thought it was time for me to take a look at something very different because, you see, my son came to me and I needed a way to get home because he said, "Dad, why is it that you, whenever you come home or if you come home after working all those hours playing with everybody else's kids, when you come home there's no time for us?" Well, I'll tell you what, that's a big wake-up for a dad. There were things that I couldn't do with my skills as a PT. There was something missing, and people still suffered. In fact, it was a long list I used to keep. Like most people, I wanted to make a difference in the world, but could I branch out? Could I be retrained when I was so busy doing other things? I needed an entirely different way to think. I had to look at the world from a new set of glasses. And then Ken. And in 7 months of part-time work, shoved in the cracks of time in my week, I was able to leave the hospital job and go to work from home full-time. And like it says here, praise the Lord, for 13 years of freedom in counting. I can't tell you how sometimes when I get a chance to just be around and be involved and to learn my kids' friends at school and to be able to go on some of those they do little retreats every now and then, be able to take advantage of that, coach my kids, be part of teaching their youth theater. I'm the dad for Christian Youth Theater. You see my little sweatshirt here. And I'm just so excited that we got a chance for me to come home and to be with those amazing children. Let's take a look at some of the things that my old business used to be. In physical therapy, I was part of the American healthcare system, but it's probably misnamed and it should be called the sick care system. The cost of healthcare is over $2.5 trillion per year and doubling every 5 years in the United States. And there's a common misconception among many people today, because as I was in talking with a dermatologist, and that's a physician that works with skin disorders, and he was saying he'd just become quite frustrated because over two-thirds of procedures that he does in his clinic are elective. That means that your insurance company won't pay for them. He said he had patients who were coming in and saying, thank the Lord, I don't have to. By the time we have the inauguration for the new president, I'll never have to pay for any health care again. It'll all be covered free by the government. Well, let's take a look at that quick little snapshot. Right now, the comptroller of the United States, that's the guy who really writes all the checks, actually for 8 years was pounding the drum and then finally quit because he said that the largest economic hit on the history of this country was perpetrated when we started the Medicare D program. And that Medicare D program by 2019, not only will it have bankrupted this American system, but at the current rate of growth for giving medications away, it will be greater than the gross national product of the United States. And if we were to add this $2.5 trillion to somebody's or to the healthcare system and try to keep pace with the way we're currently doing healthcare, you would end up seeing twice as many dollars taken out of your check. And then that would only last for a short period of time because when that number is doubling every 5 years, in the next doubling, would exceed the gross budget for all of the federal government, including wars. So I think you might see that that is an impossibility. Something is going to break. And this is a quote from that official in the federal government said, if you think this current $700 billion financial bailout is trouble and you haven't seen anything yet, it's just a warm-up act to what we face if Washington doesn't come to terms with the Medicare's looming bankruptcy by 2019. Why are we so sick in America? Well, we lead the world in every single degenerative disease. Now, sometimes that needs bearing being stated twice. We lead the world in every degenerative disease. That's kind of interesting. There's a lot of problems that are poking their heads up. 65.2% of the U.S. adults are overweight and 30% are obese. And that number, if you look at a chart progression from 1985, it is astounding how much obesity is taking over. I just heard a cute little one the other day, read it actually in the Seattle PI newspaper, that said that if we were to go back to the average weight for people in 1969, that would be men averaging about 160 pounds, and women averaging 130 pounds. We would save enough gasoline because our cars wouldn't have to work so hard to operate 17 million vehicles per year, every year, just because we lost weight. Well, that leads to other complications and problems with obesity, and it's dramatically on the rise. Another one is asthma and autoimmune diseases. Allergies are completely out of control, doubling since 1985. And did you all know, and this is sort of just an interesting thing I learned the other day, that there are no nut allergies in Japan. Now, 44,000 new cases of diabetes are showing up every month in the United States, and the prevalence of diabetes in the U.S., all ages, in 2007 was 23.6 million people, and that's 7.8% of the total population had diabetes. That was last year. Now you take 44,000 every month and you add that on to the next 12 months, you can add that number up and you can see that it's growing so quickly that they say my children's generation will be the first that will never outlive their parents because of that one disease. And lifestyle, stress, and environment series of problems. Well, the most common killers back in 1900 were pneumonia, influenza, tuberculosis, and diarrhea. Each one of those was turned out to be bugs. Well, in 2000, everything changed because the drugs that were used to kill bugs did a pretty good job, and what was left over was heart disease, cancer, stroke. Prescription drugs and mistakes were right up there as one of the leading causes in death and diabetes. What we know now is that drugs don't seem to be the answer for that group. Those are lifestyle stress and environment problems. And what I want to paint for you tonight is the absolute overwhelming opportunity that lay ahead of us. When you think about where one would put their time, effort, and energy, where would you send your kids, what kind of schooling would you send them to in college so they would be prepared for a good, solid work in the future? There aren't very many places anymore. But we're going to look at the mega trends that are driving where is the money going, where is it shifting to, what's going to happen in the next few years. You see, that baby boom generation that be born between 1946 and 1964, they're all getting older. And they're the ones who are beginning to be the problem area in terms of this idea of, as you look over here, heart disease, cancer, stroke, prescription drugs, and diabetes, and all another five autoimmune disorders are the top disorders. So if we're going to address lifestyle, stress, and environment, not only is it going to be a luxury, but it's going to be a necessity for life. That spells economic opportunity. Let's see if I can get this thing to go now. There we go. All right, other environmental problems. There's a billion plastic bottles, water bottles, hitting the landfills per year in California alone, and that's according to the LA Times. And one of those things do evaporate, or when they deteriorate, they actually leave behind female hormones from the phthalates in the bottle. But many of those bottles are now made to where they won't deteriorate for 10,000 years, and they're coating the bottom of the ocean. Drugs in the drinking water, a vast array of pharmaceuticals, including antibiotics, anticonvulsants, mood stabilizers, and sex hormones, have been found in the drinking water supplies of at least 41 million Americans, an Associated Press investigation shows, and that was in USA Today magazine, or daily newspaper. Bottled water, and this was surprising to me, costs 240 to 10,000 times more than tap water, according to San Francisco Daily Chronicle. Well, isn't that kind of interesting that people are paying up to 10,000 times more to add chemical bleed out back into the water? And to use, as it says in the next one, 40% of bottled water should be labeled bottled tap water because that's exactly what it is. Very interesting that people actually spend money on a regular basis. Go down to Costco and see how many people are reducing the number of bottles of water they're buying. And although the general economy is starting to really have some problems in what you're seeing in reduced Christmas sales and so forth, they're continuing to buy bottles that cost as much as 10,000 times as much for the water. Maybe we need to change, do some marketing, and help people realize ways that we can change that. Here's some other environmental problems we see. In 1900, one out of 28 people showed cancer in the body on autopsy. By 1950, out of the autopsies that were being done, it was one out of 12. And in the year 2000, it had progressed to where cancer was prevalent in one out of two autopsies. That tells us some pretty significant things are going on in our environment and our lifestyle, and we're going to need to change those. Here's some autoimmune statistics. From the Center of Disease Control and Prevention, asthma accounts for 14 million lost days of school missed annually. Asthma is the third-ranking cause of hospitalization among those younger than 15 years of age. The number of children dying from asthma increased almost threefold from 1979 to 1996. The estimated cost of treating asthma in those younger than 18 years of age is $3.2 billion per year. But what if we could find a new environment and make kids breathe easier with a simple change of environment? Now, if you take a look at some of the autoimmune disorders that are coming on the scene and coming at us pretty fast and furious, we got type 1 diabetes, rheumatoid arthritis, thyroid disease, Graves' disease, lupus, MS, Crohn's, psoriasis, Sachs' disease, all kinds of diseases that you probably have heard of. Now, with that, we're proposing that the body's under too much stress too long. Our home environments have indoor air quality problems because 94% of all respiratory ailments are caused by polluted air, according to the American Association, which also reported that one-third of our national health bill is for causes directly attributable to indoor air pollution. And that's from a website called indoorpollution.com. Sleep problems. If you lose 3 hours of sleep in one night, and you lose 60% of your immune system for up to 2 days. Another thing people don't know is that you literally cannot lose weight if your sleep is disrupted. And as you gain weight, you're going to be more likely to have the distribution or the inability to breathe in. And you've all heard of sleep disorders, one of which is called sleep apnea, and they wear a big mask and blow air in your face all night. How well do you think you would sleep? Well, you sleep better than if you're not breathing. But what if we could find that that was an environmental problem as well? We got water quality problems in our environment. Stress is an environmental problem. Drugs and reactions to drugs are a problem. Deficient nutrition across America. In 1947, there was a congressional report. Now, this was 1947. That said 90% plus of all of the nutrients in the soils and the farming lands in America had already been depleted. So what are we going to have to do to add back to that? We have all kinds of newly discovered, previously undiscovered environmental problems, and we're going to be uncovering those today. These new environments, what if there are environments we never thought to monitor and we found out they were critical to a thriving healthy life. Things like magnetic fields and far infrared light, negative ions and harmonic resonance in nutrition and water. If those things were true and we could provide the body with the ability to give non-invasive, incredibly inexpensive, nearly passive ways to bring them to people, and we're able to partner with a company that owns all of that, all of the patent rights to these technologies, it stands to reason that we're standing on the cusp of one of the largest economic shifts of all time, and we want to be right there to where we can take advantage of it as a family. I'm going to have to move on past that one. So what I learned with Niken was that if we have balance in our lives and we were to spend equal amounts of time in family, society, finances, body, and peace of mind, well, we'd all be healthier. And then I think if you look at your own life, some of you may be very, very well balanced in all five of those areas, and then having the core central part, your spiritual life, very much balanced. But if you are, it's rare. Think about how many people in America today are worried about tomorrow and the future. Well, that kind of certainly messes with their peace of mind, right? Once it messes with your peace of mind, it's very difficult to be completely present when you're present with your family. And sometimes we compromise by not sleeping well, we start eating too much, we have too much stress, and the body begins to break down, and we've long since lost the ability to work with society and make a difference, which will build your psyche and make life work better. And the reason? Because most of our population is spending 80% of their time in the very efficient, inefficient mode of trying to create revenue. It's just not working. So just imagine how much more balanced and how much healthier everyone would be if we had 20% of our time spent in these categories. So one of the first things we want to propose is if we could come into American society and balance our lives. This was huge for me when I saw it as busy as I was. I apologize for this slide. I cannot get this to work on this old computer. But basically, what I'm going to ask is the question of how important is our health? And I'm going to propose that it's going to rank right up there, at least as high as a new big 52-inch screen TV. might be as high as a new truck. Well, in actuality, your health is the most important thing you have to deal with on a day-to-day basis, because without it, you can't be a blessing and you can't make a difference and you can't even produce the income that you need to. But we don't pay attention to our health like we should in America. Now let's compare that with drugs and surgery. What if we took this tack and we said we're going to give people deep sleep on a regular basis, increase the quality of their air and water, improve nutrition, increase their energy, and decrease their stress, and put them on a fitness program? Now, we're going to allow the drugs and surgery program in the United States to continue, and we're going to give them our blessing. But if we were to look at all the different things that people are going to healthcare professionals for today, perhaps as much as 85% of those are environment, lifestyle, and stress related, and which drugs and surgery will make your stress go away. It turns out they're not the problem. They're not the solution to the problem. They may even be part of the problem. So what do we need to do instead? If we took the American population and we got deep, consistent sleep on a regular basis and cleaned up the environmental air and water and changed their nutrition, increased their energy and decreased their stress and put them on a fitness program, and everybody was required to do this, just think about it. Would we have as much potential for improving health in America as adding more drugs and surgery? I guess that kind of just makes sense to most of us nowadays, that it's now time for us to step up and take responsibility for our own lives. But as important as health is in our lives, there's something that's far more important in the minds of the average person. Sorry about that. And that is their job. Because ask yourself, do you know anybody that's ever given up their sleep for their job? We're going to take one more look at that. But all of this, as important as it is here, to do each one of these things, there's one reason why most people will never do any of them. And the biggest reason is they perceive that they lack the money. If they were to win the lottery overnight, they might consider putting some of their effort and energy into these things. Otherwise, they're waiting for somebody to give it all to them. Well, that's not the way the world works. Basically, we have to work with those areas first. And like I said before, people will give up sleep for their job. They'll be in a really poor air and water quality situation over time for their job. Their nutrition will be compromised. Their energy will be reduced and their stress increased. And they'll give up their fitness for their job, which tells us that in the minds of most people that you know, their job is more important than their health. Just to make that phone there so it doesn't make so much noise. Okay. So why don't people do healthy? Well, they don't have the habit. They haven't really prioritized it above being frantic and reacting to things. They've been conditioned to believe, and they've been sold on instant gratification, unhealthy, and comments like, you're just getting older, so you're going to have to deal with it. None of that any good. We need to change it. Right now, people are too inefficient making money at what they're currently doing. It's what we learned in the school and in the colleges and in the working world. All of that is changing and changing rapidly right now. One other little piece that I think is very, very important as we begin to start to look at helping the health of America is called biologic synergy. We believe sometimes that if we just take one magic pill or if we just begin to exercise, everything's going to get better and go away. Well, let's take a look. Mice were given a fatal virus. And that fatal virus is something along the lines of bird flu. Half of them were given an exercise regimen, and half of them were put on strong nutritional supplementation. And then they were compared in their ability to increase survivability. It turns out the exercise group had 15 to 18% increase in survivability, and then nutrition increased 15%. But here's the interesting point. When you add those two together, it turns out that they improved 255% in their overall survivability. And this synergy factor works across all of those areas, whether it be nutrition and light waves and magnetic fields and energy and sleep and clean air and exercise, when you add them all together, the immune system is hundreds and thousands of times more efficient than it would be if you just did any one by itself. This is a study by Dr. Pedersen at the NIH, or the National Institute for Health. So along comes NECAN, and as they began to show me a way with my family to get out of what we were having trouble with, they also created a simple technology series that even busy, frantic people can use with very little changes to their lives. Attach this to the development of personal wellness and give those people a cause. And now what we've been able to do is to invite people to partner with us to help build a business along the lines of this wellness arena and put a cause to it. And there are so many more reasons why people will then become fit, that they'll become healthy. And then we tie all this to an economic efficiency that is so dramatically more effective. For example, with my friend Al, he was able then to go for the rest of his life and provide for his wife and son, and they never had to work again. For me, it's just been astounding. Where I might find this all to be kind of unusual, but I've lost money in my 401k this year. I've lost money in my 403Bs. I've lost significant amounts of money in our properties and holdings from real estate. I've lost money. But in this particular arena, we have made money and increased in the last 4 months. Every month, we're increasing the volume and we're increasing the dollars that are coming into our household. Another really interesting factor about building this business out is that if I was a physical therapist working in my own clinic, right now in the Spokane area, we got 30-some inches of snow. And I had a friend that was telling me he got 30 in the first snowfall. So we're ended up going to be over 45 inches of snow in December alone. That's pretty difficult for things to get moving, in part because the ice melting systems that we use here on the highways aren't working because we've been maintaining our temperatures below 16 degrees and down to minus 2 or 3. So with all of that, it's virtually locked up the economy. Well, the economy wasn't looking so good anyway, and we just went out today and went to all the stores, and they were maybe a third of the volume we'd normally expect to see for Christmas, because people just literally can't get around. Well, that would normally make you freak out if you had a business, but what's been great is our business is it's got tentacles in all 50 states. So no matter what happens regionally, our activity continues to be robust throughout the United States in helping people spend less money to be much more healthy. And then finally, this life balance and five pillars of health is critical to the overall. So the solution is what we call a wellness home environment, using all of those pieces synergistically together. All you need to know how to do is to lay down, sit down, walk around, breathe air, drink water, and eat, and you'll be an expert in these kinds of technologies. It provides us with economic stability and opportunity to make the biggest difference in our lifetimes. So our goal really is to create a backup for the American sick care system, one that's dramatically less expensive and leverages individuals who, by improving themselves, sharing the qualities of their lives, the adventure and the profit of entrepreneurship, will save trillions of dollars and countless lives with a philosophy of balance in all five pillars of health. So here's what we need to do is we need to get the word out, and we're hoping that you'll see what we see. We want you to ask yourself, can you leverage your time? Can you take a few minutes every day and just stick it in the nooks and crannies and ask people questions and sincerely listen to their answers? Can you be passionate about changing your lives and the lives and the health of people down the road from you? Here's one thing that just I found out today. I have a beautiful, beautiful log house that I built, and I keep trying to put the picture on there for you that was on 180 acres, or we sold down to about 60 finally. But we're on 60 acres at the base of Mount Spokane Ski Hill, and you can look up out through there, and there's 360 degrees of view with timber and a trout stream running down through this place and a pasture. But we had every kind of wildlife, from moose to elk to deer to bear to even cougars coming and going. And we had migratory birds, sometimes 10,000 of them, that would be in the flooded fields every spring. It was the most incredible, amazing place. We just found out today that my friend who lived just up the hill from us was an All-American swimmer. He got leukemia, and he's been struggling with that for 2 years. His neighbor up the hill got leukemia, and his dog died of lymphoma, which is so rare that they finally sent the EPA out to take a look at this. And what had happened was the local aluminum company had buried 40 metric tons of slag from the aluminum plant up the hill from this place. And had I not had my NECAM water filtration system and our family drinking the water after it had gone through the NECAM filtration system, who knows what we prevented? Wherein all my neighbors, and that guy was 6 years younger than I was, has had to have a bone marrow transplant with his sister and is now hoping that in the next 4 years he won't reject it and he'll have a life to live out to his old age. Huh. Maybe these environmental concerns are profoundly important, and the environmental concerns can go everywhere from all these different types of technologies, and we have the ability to take into the marketplace. So we invite you to get knowledgeable and then to join us and start the path of freedom. There are three packs that we put together, some of the NECAM technologies, and I would say for most, if this is interesting to you, get whatever technologies, first thing you want to do is enroll. And for $75, you can get worldwide distribution rights. We chose that as an option in our family, and 7 months later, I was able to come home. Greatest investment I've ever made. And we didn't have the internet. We didn't have the ability to go out and do what we're doing today on this webcast. And then choose some technology. Choose some of these products. Get them in your home. Begin to start to make that difference on all kinds of different things in your life and your family. And then third, there are discounted packages where you can save hundreds and hundreds of dollars by putting them all together. Then join us, and we want to work together as a crew to make a difference one person at a time, bringing wellness to America, redefining the landscape with the largest healthcare provider from the country of Japan called NECAM, who's moving into North America with the sole purpose to do to health what Toyota did to cars. So I'd like to open it up now. What we usually do at this time is to go through some individuals who are having in-home events. And if you've got somebody that either has some physical difficulties, aches and pains somewhere, or they've got something that isn't working quite right, could be sniffles, could be all kinds of different things. Let's take a look at doing a couple of different evaluations that we can share amongst each other. I see the only family that's got video feed up is Lyle and Sandy. Do you have anyone at your house there, Lyle and Sandy?
No, not tonight.
Okay, does anybody else have anyone that's a specific question that you'd like to have us get into tonight?
Yes, Terry, I do. This is Mary Ann in Alexandria.
Howdy.
How are you doing? I have a question. My niece, I talked to her. She's about 27 years old, and she has a ruptured disc now in her back, and she told me she was looking for some type of orthopedic pillow or something that she's supposed to use. Wouldn't our NECAM pillow be good for that, and what else could we do to help her?
Yeah, well, what they're dealing with is she apparently must have had some kind of imaging like a MRI or something that tells her that her disc is no longer viable. It's kind of blown apart.
Oh, probably.
So if she's had that, here's an interesting piece. When we work with our NECAM technologies, we want to try to keep it at a point where we said, what hurts, and let's find out if this makes a difference, because then we're not going to be construed as medical, because we really aren't really diagnosing or treating anything. However, your point about ergonomics, when she sits, and if you normally sit, and probably most of you are doing this now, you have a slight bow in your back, down around your, just above your hips, where your back will settle into the chair. Well, what happens with that is there's pressure put on the front of the disc, and it'll squish down one way. Now, that pushes the pressure out the back side, and can push that disc material and punch a nerve and do all kinds of problems, so you have numbness and tingling and maybe some shooters down your leg. Well, what happens if you do this, and it should be balanced out so they're parallel with each other, and that's a cushion. The disc is like a tire between the bones there, so that whenever you bounce or you hit, that cushions it. If it's pinching on one side and pushing that nuclear material out the back, they're asking of us to put something in that changes the posture so it does more of this. That happens between the disc or the bone spaces where the disc lies if you just sit with a slight arch in your back instead of sitting with that bow in your back. So if you can put the pillow down in there, first and foremost, you're going to see that it's going to improve that posture, take the pressure off of that press, and then secondly, applying some of these magnetic and light wave technologies to really, number one, we know it's going to more than likely relax some of the muscle tissues, and we'll find out. I think the best thing to do, rather than claiming anything here, is to do that, and then I'd also use the Kenko Wave. One of the rather unsung products that could really make a difference in this case are the weighted shoes. And the reason for the weighted shoes in this case is that if your foot swings farther through the gait cycle because of the weight on the bottom of your shoe, it will tighten the abdominals, tip the pelvis, and as it tips the pelvis back, it actually opens up those little, what we call foramen, or those holes that the nerves exit through, and that would give you a similar effect to sitting with that behind your back.
Okay. Thank you, Jerry.
Okay. And one of the things that I like to do, Marianne, is to have people also wear the shoe insoles. I had an orthopedic resident the other couple years ago that was using a back flex consistently, and I would really highly recommend that she would use that as well. That's a 6x9-inch magnetic pad that goes down between your back and the belt, you know, or the waistband of your pants. And he was using that consistently and really didn't feel much of a change until he put the shoe inserts in. And so we really, in terms of that shoe insert problem, we can see some really big benefits if we change and put the shoe inserts in. All of a sudden, it started working for that guy. I just noticed that I got a note from Molly Schwank, so I know she's in Dayton, Ohio. She's trying to dial in. I gave the wrong number, so I'll throw this up here, but it's kind of late in our conversation. Do we have anybody else that has a question? Any comments on something that you've seen that was very successful recently? Let me read a couple of, I always like to pick these out when we get to this opportunity, is I'm going to go to my email here real quick, and we'll all share in this email if I can find it.
Hey, Jerry, we got something that somebody had a success with.
What's that?
They had some sciatica pain down the back leg, and putting a couple of the power patches in key points around the backside relieved it.
How did you determine those key points? Did you just go where they decided that it kind of felt better if you did it over there, or they thought maybe this would be a good spot?
Yeah, it was just kind of like where the where it was kind of twinging and hurting the worst, and then they tried it there, and then they tried a couple other spots, and they found it where it relieved the most.
Well, that's a pretty inexpensive option, huh?
Yep.
All right, so let's try this here. Anyone else have one that's come up recently?
Hey, the phone number is correct now.
All right, and I'm sorry for that. We were off by the order on that. And now, do you have any questions about specific problems that you're seeing with people? And I'm going to make an assumption that this is Let me go to here. It's Molly Chuang?
Yes.
And Molly, what we do in this call is we go through obviously what you saw before, which was some of those pictures and so forth, or those that what we call PowerPoint. But we also are asking questions of people if they might have questions out there in the field with different things that are that they've seen work or things that they've had questions about that may be problems. So as we go through here, just kind of search your memory banks. Anyone else?
Well, for me, I think of what you have presented. It is very crucial for people to understand the gravity of the problems in the United States.
And do you have a specific example or two that in your family that made you start to be a believer, or has that just been your life, the way you've lived it over your that there is a problem?
It is the paradigm shift that people have not able to to handle. My husband also one of those that he doesn't believe that 85% of our soil nutrition is gone. So he doesn't think he needs the supplements.
Oh. Well, that's in the congressional report from 1947, so it's gotten worse since, we suspect.
It's hard to change their mind, even the educated mind.
Yeah, well, we recommend that you buy the 4-foot section of the Nikan patented 2x4 and hit him with between the eyes with it a few times, and maybe it'll kind of wake him up.
Gary?
Yes. Yes, go ahead.
The Kinko wave also works very well on relieving sinus pressure. With sinus infection, I had someone tell me they've used it just up on, you know, where the nasal passage is, and just could feel that opening up.
Very good. Anybody else have another favorite you'd like to use for that? For the nasal passages?
I wear eye mask, to go to sleep and not
okay.
My sinus.
Good. Another one is the necklace. And another one is, there's two other ones that are really kind of big. One is the CM cream. If you put that over the top, it's a topical anti-inflammatory. It'll seep down into the skin and into the sinuses, and that works pretty amazing sometimes. And one that a lot of people don't realize, there are two nutritional supplements that can make a big difference very quickly in that. And one is the GA Greenzymes, and you'll see sniffles and sinuses start to really clear up, and sometimes within an hour. And the other one is Biodirected Liver, and that's a liver support that we use to try to help digest a little bit more of the food, a little more of the difficult molecules, so the liver can go back to doing what it does best, and that's cleaning out the those problem areas. Here's a little, just a note maybe here. 3 weeks ago, while cutting some boards on a table saw, the blade caught my leather glove and pulled my hand or left hand across the saw blade and cut the tip of two fingers. Emergency room x-rays and evaluation showed that my middle finger was the worst, and the doctor said that the tip was already dead where it had turned black. The first good news is when the doctor decided not to cut the finger off at that moment, check it and reevaluate it every day, because he said he's seen cases where fingers have healed. The doctor did a miraculous job of stitching and taping and the shredded flesh until the finger looks like a finger again. When the doctor started to put the bandage on, I remembered that that a power patch was in my purse, so I asked the doctor to put the tiny magnet on the fingertip under the bandages, because it would keep constant energy to the finger and might promote healing. The nurse trimmed away the adhesive from the power patch and the magnet was placed over the back, the black area. When I got home, I used the power mag and the Tinkle-Wit. At about 10 times a day and drank lots of Pine Mag water. At night, I slept with a Mucan hand wrap over my fingers. At my daily evaluation at the doctor's clinic, I politely instructed the nurse or doctor how to sterilize and then put my magnet back on. On the third day, we all noticed that under the power patch, the skin was not as black anymore. The nurse may have said that my finger appeared to be healing, and if it continued to heal, and if they could continue to keep infection out of the bone, I may not lose my finger, or that I may not lose the middle finger. 5 days later, the black was completely gone, and the doctor confirmed that what the nurse had said. 16 days later, when the stitches were removed, the doctor said I was out of danger. Healing was faster than anticipated. He complimented my necklace, which was three sports bracelets linked together, so our conversation became magnetic. I still wear a splint on my middle finger for protection while the exposed raw flesh heals. However, under the bandage and the triple antibiotic ointment is a power patch. Vanity has now kicked in, and I wonder if the power patch will give me a fingernail someday. Stay tuned, and we'll see, because stranger things have happened. And one last little one I wanted to throw up here just for zings and giggles before we send you off to a magnificent Christmas break. If you all have a question, ask it, because I'm waiting for this one to come up. Anyone? Let's see if I can find this other one. Some of you may be on the circuit and receive all these anyway. You know how they stack up so quick and we lose track. One more. Where is it? Well, this one was talking directly about magnetic research that's going on out there. And have all of you recently received an email about that?
I think so.
One of the medical magazines is really touting the effects of these magnetic fields. And saying, you know, what's really weird is this stuff might work. Well, let's see. Go to this thing here. I'll get a new computer someday, guys. This is too slow. Well, it's looking like it's not going to pull up. So God bless you all. Have a great Christmas. We will be back on the 30th at this time. So if you want to bring some people to this call, we'll run the same format, and if you're lucky, we'll be able to put some pictures on here that will back up and validate some of the comments that we're making. We'll just make it a little stronger presentation. So with that, we'll say goodnight, and thank you all for being around me, Ken, and help us to get the word out. Good night.
Good night. Merry Christmas, Jerry.
Is this recorded?
Yeah, Steve, are you still on? It's not recorded as a PowerPoint. We can do that. I'm going to go a couple more weeks until I get all of the details figured out that I really want to have included. And I want to do a little bit more fine-tuning, and then we'll record this to put out to the population.
Uh-huh. Could I have your phone number and check with you from time to time? We have quite a few questions in this area.
Best time to do, you can try and contact me during the week, but I get about 40 of those a day, and sometimes I have to prioritize them out. So you can certainly come on our NECAN meetings like this.
Yeah.
And ask those. And which group are you in?
Well, I attached myself to Vince Rogers. My upline is botanist in Canada.
Oh, they're both great people. So, were you just cruising on the net when you found this tonight?
No, I had been following Mike DiMuccio's wellness network.
Okay. Then let me just do this and see if you're still receiving or if I still have control. I don't think I do. Let me see who's got control here. My other computer died. That's the problem. Okay, well, here's my number. It's not. It's 509.
Okay.
981.
Okay.
4021, yeah.
4021, okay.
And you can try, but a lot, like I said, a lot of times my phone is just on all day long, and it's a little bit unpredictable. So just catch me at this location, and I'll be running this particular one more and more regularly, probably 2 to 3 times a week for the same format.
Mm-hmm. How can we have Beverly's testimony?
Oh, that should come down through, let's see, that's been flying around. Let me get back on here for a second.
I had heard of it, but I don't have it written.
If I can get on it fairly quickly here, I'll just email it to you, and then we'll... Then we won't be behind schedule, huh?
Well, I waited for quite some time before you get on, so it's okay that you're behind.
Well, if I was to, I tend to be one of those people that gets so bogged down in the half an hour that if I don't do it now, I won't get done. MOR11. Okay.
Want my email?
Once I get into this.
Or I can, I can type in.
I just changed out for, I'm going to call it right up. I'm just going to send it to you while you're talking, so. Then it's dude. It should be on number 3. Herb Schoenfeld. Okay. And forward, okay, what's your email?
I'm typing it now, almost done.
I lost the meeting myself, so I just need to know. My computer shut down, so I need to just
Okay. Commit to success 09. Commit, C-O-M-M-I-T.
Uh-huh.
Number 2.
Okay.
Success, S-U-C-C-E-S-S.
Uh-huh.
09. At
okay.
gmail.com.
Gmail.com. Anyone else want to be on this one? I have this forwarded to you. It's called Tar Patch Testimony, okay?
Okay. Okay, thank you.
Anybody else want to give me an email address?
Yeah, Jerry, this is Lyle. It's Meekers, M-E-E-K-E-R-S, at sbcglobal.net.
And as we get more sophisticated with this, I'll just start trying to load these up in advance, and then I'll just pop a button and everybody will get them.
Yeah, that's the way, like, when Mike does them on Monday nights, you know, he sets it up and he downloads it and we get it live on the site.
And that's because Mike plans ahead.
I think somebody plans it for him.
Oh, well, I need that somebody in my life. Okay, you both got it. Anyone else before I send it? All right, it's out.
All right, okay. Thanks, Jerry. Again, Merry Christmas. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, thank you. Bye.
Thank you very much. Bye.